This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Challenge. Opportunities.
The next idea.
Education is not a mechanical system. It's a human system. It's about people.
Daycare for children is a fact of life for many Michigan families. But as more people look after aging parents, a similar need has arisen for adult daycare. An innovative West Michigan church wants to meet both of those needs by bringing seniors and kids together in an intergenerational daycare where the two groups would share time and activities. Sue Davidson is here with us now. She will be directing the Bethlehem Intergenerational Center. It's an effort of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Grand Rapids. Sue, pleasure to welcome you to the next idea.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Talk about win-win. Where did this idea come from for bringing in children and seniors and mixing them in intergenerational care?
Well, you know, it came about a couple of years ago when, as a congregation, we believe that if we're standing still, we're sort of moving backward. This is a very innovative congregation that is very hands-on and wants to change the world, wants to change the community. So our council president challenged us and said, what's our next big thing? Hill Child Development Center's been around since 1971. It is a NACI-accredited, wonderful early childhood program. And at first, the vibe was kind of, well, let's expand Hill. And then as we talked about it, we decided we are who we are in this community and with this program because we're not huge. We're small. And we know all of our families. And it is a community. So as we talked about the needs in the community, adult day came up. And then the light bulb went off and said, what a wonderful addition. We will make this one program. They have so much to offer each other.
Now, you're getting ramped up, and I know you're accepting applications now for this program. So how do you envision the elderly and the young interacting? Would it be structured or would it be free-flowing?
It is a bit of both. We are one program. Our children were very much a part of the construction when the congregation gave up their parish hall to build the adult wing. So now we have an early childhood wing and we have a senior wing. One of the things that happened is there was a hallway that was built that connected the two wings. Our children have named that the pathway. And the pathway goes both ways. So we expect that our seniors will spend time in our classrooms and our children will also spend time in the adult wing. And there will be, I believe, three structured intergenerational activities a day, never with all of our children because we're licensed for 85 children, but with smaller groups of children. We also envision that there will be even smaller groups of children in there throughout the day that we will provide opportunities for just that organic relationship building, because that's what we're seeking in this program, is we want our elderly and our children to have real relationships.
And what do you see, what do you predict would be the benefits for the seniors, first of all, who participate in this?
The seniors and some of the preliminary research is showing, and we did lots of research over the last 2 years before we moved forward, is that there is a more optimistic outlook on life. It provides wider social networks, actually better memories, and it gives them something to look forward to. So many of our seniors have such gifts and talents to share, but as you age, you're often isolated. If you need a bit of help in your home or you have a bit of trouble getting around, you're not able to get out as much. That socialization kind of goes away. What an opportunity for them to be able to teach our children. Doing show and tell together is a beautiful thing. We had a bring your grandparents to school day, and the grandparents were so much more excited about show and tell than the kids were. They brought things that the kids were so enthusiastic about that show and tell lasted for 45 minutes, which for those of you that don't know, it is not developmentally appropriate for four-year-olds to sit for 45 minutes ever. But they were having so much fun doing it together that it almost brought tears to my eyes. They were so engaged.
And what do you see that doing for these youngsters? Because I know I've seen it in my own life that these little youngsters, if you talk about a three-year-old or four-year-old, they can be a little wary of older people they don't know.
They can, and we think that is a gift that this program will give to them. People of all ages have something to give. And with the interactions for the children, I can think of every early childhood developmental level that can hit. I mean, they exhibit more self-control, patience, express more empathy. Having somebody to connect with one-on-one. We now live in such a mobile society that not every child has grandparents in their life. And what an amazing thing that the kids, walkers and wheelchairs, are not out of the ordinary for them, because it's something that they're exposed to every day.
So to organizations listening to us and go, you know what, that sounds great, we should do something like that. What needs to be in place, Sue Davidson, for this to be effective?
For it to be effective, I think research, research, research. In Michigan, it is a sad but true fact that there is no licensing for adult day. So making sure, we had to go through many different organizations to find the top accreditation. We don't want to do it if we can't do it well and meet all of those standards. And putting in place what your philosophy and mission, vision is, we want to make sure that if we're doing this, we are doing it well and we are benefiting the people we serve.
When you think of little ones and the seniors who'll be coming to the Bethlehem Intergenerational Center, what are you hoping for them?
I am hoping that it is improved quality of life for both of them. Experiences that are offered to both the young and the elderly that they wouldn't otherwise have. I think for our children, the benefits are incredibly positive. Having that, the impact and the experience of a 65-year-old telling them about what it was like when they were a child, or doing puzzles together or coloring together. I think for our seniors, it is about gardening with kids and having a reason to get up in the morning, knowing that you can make a difference.
Sue Davidson's heading up the Bethlehem Intergenerational Center. It's a program of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Grand Rapids, offering daycare for children and seniors, and they're taking applications right now. Sue, thank you so very much for sharing this work and being a part of The Next Idea.
Thank you.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.